Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, celebrating the solstice season and betwixtmas. I always feel a little bit sad that the magic of the solstice gets diluted by the hustle and bustle of Christmas. This, to me, is the high point of the year. The sun has reached its peak, and the day seems to last forever, and we can all take a moment to pause and savour. The true gift of the solstice is that it has all the magic of new life, renewal and gratitude, but there is no pressure to shop, cook or people please. You can simply create your very own solstice celebration, even just pausing for a moment to feel your breath and drink in the beauty at this time of year. Maybe this nidra can be your companion for the solstice season, a friend to rest with betwixtmas and beyond over the holidays. And you might even like to download it to your phone so that you can listen to it out in the open, at the beach, at the river, the park, or even up in the hills. So taking this moment to settle into your nidra nest, wherever that might be today. And remember that you can practice in any position that feels good for you, even seated. And take a big sigh out. It's been a heck of a year, and your body might be feeling that it's ready to have some rest now. And well done you for giving yourself the gift of taking rest now and maybe allowing yourself permission to rest even more over this holiday season. To be born in this body of yours is truly the biggest gift of all, this wondrous vehicle for your soul, so that you might experience this life so fully. So give your body a good rest and a good gift now of rest. Have you been listening to your body recently? Do you notice when you're thirsty? When you're hungry? Do you notice when you're mentally fatigued or physically exhausted? Do you know when you're emotionally overwhelmed? And could you learn to listen and respond? And in this moment, could you listen to what the soft animal of your body needs right now? Maybe you need a slurp of water or another pillow. Could you do with an extra firm nanotuck of blankie around your feet? And could you gift yourself kindness by responding to that need? And then settling in a little deeper and taking the time to just let your body arrive here in your nidra nest and welcome all that you're noticing. Welcoming the weight of your skull and all the thoughts it contains. All settling down into this place of support. And welcoming the full 5 kilos of your heavy head to just release down so that all the muscles that have been holding it up and holding it all together can just let go. And maybe try just waggling your eyebrows a little to relax your scalp and let your forehead unravel from a frown of concentration. And maybe try a frown and a release and a frown and a release just a few times to let your forehead unfurl. And then taking a big yawn and a sigh out to let there be softening in your jaw and some space between your top row of teeth and your bottom row of teeth. And your tongue can just lie down and have a rest too on the floor of your mouth, as there is nothing you need to be saying right now. And see how that feels to let your head just be. Maybe a sigh out as you sense this time of arrival here in your nidra nest. And feeling your shoulders slide down and away from your ears, and allowing your arms to find a comfy place to rest. Maybe your hands are on your tummy, or maybe they're out to the side, or maybe they're all curled up. And perhaps try squeezing your hands into little fists with a count of three. One, two, three, tightening them up, and then sighing out and releasing your hands. Three and two and one. And feeling your shoulders and your upper arms just starting to let down into the support beneath. Releasing down through your elbows and your forearms, your wrists and your hands. And your fingers all soft and relaxed now. Feeling the tips of your thumbs softening, your index fingers, your middle fingers, your ring fingers, and your little fingers all softening. And noticing your awareness now, welcoming it to come all the way back up through your arms and into your shoulder blades. Feeling into that space between your shoulder blades and letting the whole length of your spine feel greeted and held by the support beneath you. Held and supported by the floor beneath the support. Held and supported by the earth beneath. Held and supported by Papa Tuanuku. And letting your awareness just travel slowly down your spine, feeling the support between your shoulder blades, feeling the support beneath the middle part of your back, feeling that support beneath your lumbar region, feeling that support holding you beneath your sacrum and lower back. Papa Tuanuku. So gently cradling each and every vertebrae of your spine. And then awareness arriving at your hips and your buttocks, and maybe just clenching and squeezing your buttocks for a count of one, two, three, and then releasing your buttocks, three and two and one, and feeling all the muscles that surround your hips. And slowly release down into the support of the earth beneath. And then releasing down and out through your thighs and your knees, down and out through your calves and your ankles, and all the way down through your heels and all the way into your toes. And giving your toes a little scrunch. One, two, three. And releasing your toes, three and two and one, and softening your big toes, second toes, softening your third toes and your fourth toes and your little toes. You can feel all your feet softening, relaxing, and releasing. And inviting your awareness to move up and over the tops of your feet, up and over your ankles, your shins, your kneecaps, all the way up and over your thighs, and all the way through your pelvis, softening your pelvis and your belly, releasing your solar plexus. And perhaps just resting here a moment. And noticing the gentle movement of your ribs right and left as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And taking a moment to just pause here in the space of your heart center, deep behind your breastbone, and welcoming all that you find here. All the physical sensations arising in the space of your heart. Welcoming all your thoughts and all your feelings. And then perhaps feeling your chest softening, and maybe feeling a sense of releasing down to the support of the earth as you breathe out. A sense of releasing all that you've been holding. Welcoming your collarbones and the little dip in between your collarbones and softening your throat. Perhaps inviting your awareness to come all the way up through your ears and notice all the sounds that surround you. What can you hear in this moment? What can you hear nearby? What can you hear far away? And could you welcome whatever you're hearing and let it simply be a part of this experience of Yoga Nidra? And then welcoming the sensation of the air moving in and around through your nostrils. Perhaps feeling that flow of air in and out of your nostrils. Maybe you notice the temperature of the air. Perhaps a little bit cooler as you breathe in, a little bit warmer as you breathe out. And noticing what you can smell today. Letting your instincts sharpen a little to welcome all that you can smell. And perhaps just letting your attention rest here today, watching each breath arise and each breath depart as naturally as the sun rising and setting each day. As you breathe in, it's like the dawn. And the breath expanding all the way into the full peak of the midday sun. And then exhaling out into the afternoon and the evening until there's just that tiny pause in the darkness of midnight before the breath arises again with the dawning sun. Breathing in like the dawn. Breath expanding into the full peak of the midday sun. And exhaling all the way out into the afternoon and the evening until there's just that tiny pause, the darkness of midnight, before the breath arises again. And in the season of the solstice, simply celebrating these pauses, these spaces, treasuring these moments of nothingness. There is nothing you need to be doing. Simply resting here and savoring each moment is all that is needed. And perhaps in these spaces, allowing yourself a wordless moment to listen to the wisdom of your body. Maybe in the space of your heart, maybe in the flow of your breath, maybe the murmurs of your gut, or even deep in your bones. And perhaps in this quiet space, this liminal space, you might like to create your very own solstice ritual. You may have your own tradition, so feel free to conjure up the images that speak to your heart. Where I grew up, the sun rose out of the sea, so on the solstice, my witchy grandmother would pack a thermos of tea and some chalky biscuits. And we'd watch the sun pop up above the horizon, the sky turning pink and then orange, and then the whole sky alive with a golden glow. And we would wallow in the water to greet the sun. Now that I'm landlocked here in Carterton, I tend to climb a hill and watch the sky change colours and warm the hilltops. But this year, I'm back in the place of my birth for the solstice. So I'll be wading in with the memory of Nana with me. So wherever you might be this year, letting your heart choose your location, maybe climbing a hill or walking to the sea or a river, or perhaps any place that calls to your soul. And maybe you could lie down on that crest of the hill. Maybe you could settle down into the sand on the beach or the riverbank. Just as you're resting now, your body so deeply at rest, and here to witness even the sun taking a rest. The word solstice means sun stands still, to take a pause, to savour this precious pause. And so here in your place of rest, perhaps feeling the warmth of this rising sun seeping into all your bones, the glow of the solstice sun bringing healing light deep into every cell of your body. Feeling the glow of the sun warming the crown of your head and filling your skull with light, the clear, fresh light of dawn. And this glow sweeping down to ignite the space of your third eye between your eyebrows. And noticing whatever is alight here in the seat of your inner vision. Feeling the warmth of the sunlight melting down over your face and all the way down over your chin and your throat and into that little dip in between your collarbones. And warming here the space of self-expression. And then feeling that warmth of the sun melting all the way down through your arms, through your right shoulder and elbow and wrist. And feeling that glow of warmth radiating right to the very tips of your right thumb and first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. That warmth of the sun like a caress moving back through your wrist, elbow and shoulder, and all the way back to the little dip in between your collarbones. And then feeling the warmth of the sun melting down through your left shoulder, your elbow, your wrist, melting the tips of your left thumb and first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. That caress of the sunlight, the warmth and the glow, moving back through your wrist, your elbow, and all the way back to your shoulder. Feeling that warmth through the throat and melting all the way down into the space behind the back of your breastbone. And it's like the sun here is melting you from the inside, melting the bones and the muscles, expanding the heat, the warmth, the glow, bringing the light into the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, and all the way back into the very center of your breastbone. And this glow of the sun coming all the way down into your solar plexus, your inner sun, so the inner sun might meet the outer sun. Feeling that expansive glow right here in your belly, coming all the way down into your pelvis. The warmth of the sun thawing and melting, expanding, glowing light here through your pelvis and all the way down through your right hip, your right knee and your ankle. The sunlight toasting the very tips of your toes, big toe and second toe, third, fourth and little toe. Following back the sunlight through your ankle, knee and hip, and all the way back to your pubic bones. And then feeling that warmth, that glow melting, thawing all the way down through your left hip, your left knee, left ankle, and then toasting the very tips of your toes, your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And the sunlight and the glow moving up through your ankle, your knee and your hip, all the way back through your pubic bones and through your pelvis. The glow melting through your belly, through your breastbone, back into that little pool right there at the dip in between your collarbones. The warmth here, heating the water of the little pool. And then awareness coming all the way back into the space between your eyebrows. And feeling the glow of the sun sinking in deeper into the space. The light bringing a glow to the inside of your skull. The light flowing down through your throat, bringing clarity here. And flowing down through your chest and your heart, bringing warmth. And the glow basking in the inner fire of your belly and the spark of creative embers in your pelvis. And then feeling warmth spreading into the back of your body, the places where your body is supported by the earth and yet rests here in the shadow of the rising sun. And feeling the back of your body seeking nourishment from the earth beneath, much like the roots of all the plants surrounding you. And then feeling into all the points of awareness awakened by the glow of the sun. All these points glowing, shining, and warming in the sunlight. Photosynthesis to nourish your each and every cell. We are the sun eaters. All that we eat is made of sunlight. Taking this moment to rest and bask in honor of this brightest star that brings the gift of life, that brings the gift of life to this planet we call home. A little wordless moment to pause and savor this moment. And treasuring this time of betwixtness, the golden days of the solstice, and then between Christmas and New Year, when the world becomes quiet and the days slide by with very little happening. These are the days for dozing and dreaming. These are the days for farewelling the year that is ending, so that you feel ready to embrace the new year approaching. And can you just take a moment to simply pause in that liminal space between the year's end and the new beginning? Pause in that space between sleeping and waking, pausing as the sun stands still. And simply invite all your awareness to come and pause and linger in the space of your heart, listening and welcoming all that you find here. And then perhaps feeling the breeze of the first light of day just starting to weave around your resting body. And maybe it's carrying the scent of summer, perhaps roses or pohutukawa blossoms, maybe sunblock, or there's a barbecue somewhere in the distance. And welcoming all the sounds that you can hear, those close by and those far away, and feeling a sense of welcome back to your surroundings at this point in time. Maybe just moving your fingers and your toes and having a little wriggle and feeling all the sensations against your skin. Taking a deeper breath in and maybe a little sigh out or a yawn. And perhaps rolling over onto your side, and as you take the time to adjust, absorbing this Yukti Sutra. Go to a wide open space. Gaze without looking anywhere. The mind stops its building of thoughts and rests on its own foundation, immensity. The light that you see by is the light that comes from inside. And just knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.